Britney Spears says she cried for 2 weeks over Neat documentary about her conservatorship. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 31, 2021. Pop star Britney Spears says she cried for 2 weeks over the Framing Britney Spears documentary from the New York Times that debuted on FX and Hulu last month. "My life has always been very speculated, watched, and judged really my whole life. For my sanity I need to dance to Steven Tyler every night of my life to feel wild and human and alive," Spears said in an Instagram caption posted with a video of herself dancing to Crazy by Aerosmith. Watch below. "I have been exposed my whole life performing in front of people. It takes a lot of strength to trust the universe with your real vulnerability, 'cause I've always been so judged, insulted, and embarrassed by the media. And I still am till this day," she continued. The pop star added that, while she did not watch the documentary, she cried for 2 weeks, and still cries sometimes, because she was embarrassed from what she did see of the film. "As the world keeps on turning and life goes on, we still remain so fragile and sensitive as people. I didn't watch the documentary, but from what I did see of it, I was embarrassed by the light they put me in. I cried for 2 weeks and, well, I still cry sometimes," Spears wrote. "I do what I can in my own spirituality with myself to try and keep my own joy, love, and happiness. Every day dancing brings me joy. I'm not here to be perfect. Perfect is boring. I'm here to pass on kindness," she added. The New York Times presents, Framing Britney Spears, explores the singer's conservatorship, which she was placed under in 2008, led by her father, Jamie Spears. She has remained under the court-ordered guardianship ever since. The documentary also follows Spears' ascendance to fame and how she was treated by fellow celebrities along the way. After the film's release, pop star Justin Timberlake, who dated Spears between 1999 and 2002, responded to backlash he received after the documentary aired by apologizing to both Spears and Janet Jackson in a social media post. In his apology, the singer claimed that he has benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. "As a man in a privileged position." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.